It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And another breaking ball, and this is lifted high into the air out into left center near the 387 sign, but it's going to clear the wall. It is up, up and away, and a two-run home run for Jesus Aguilar. Marlins take a 3-1 lead. Here's the pitch, and Miggy swings, and he puts a charge into one. This is to deep left center, and it is up, up and away, and a home run for Miguel Rojas. A three-run home run, and this game is tied at 4 in the top of the second. Now, be honest, who saw that coming? The pitch is swung on and missed. Terrific location. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball, not a blazer at 98. 92 miles an hour, but a perfect pitcher's pitch up and in the strike zone, puts Stewart away. Here's the pitch, and a swing here and a ground ball to the left side. Up with it is Birdie, tosses to the second baseman for the force and the ball game. Kinsler recovers nicely, and the Marlins win. They beat the Orioles 8-7, and they have swept a four-game series at Camden Yards. The Marlins, in addition to that, have won 5 straight games to take their record to 6-1. And Don Mattingly, along the way here tonight, picks up his 282nd win as a Marlins manager and is now the all-time leader in managerial wins for the Marlins. One more than Greater Jack.
Okay, no doubles defense against Harrison, who gets into one. Fly ball, deep right center field. Racing back in, Ciarte at the wall. Goodbye! Monte Harrison's first big league homer has tied this game at 1 in the 8th.
There's a high fly ball. Rojas gets into one. A fly ball to left. It is up, up and away, and a home run. A 2-out, 3-run home run for Miguel Rojas.
Dickerson on 1-1 unloads. High fly ball, deep right center. Way back and gone, Corey Dickerson. A 2-run homer, his second of the season, and the Marlins have the lead 2-1.
Here comes the first pitch to him, and it's grounded to the first baseman. Up with it is the first baseman. Forsythe takes it to the bag for the final out and the ball game. And Sixto Sanchez is a winner in his major league debut. The Marlins and Sixto have beaten the Nationals 5-3. And that pitch is strike 3 called on Asdrubal Cabrera. And there's the first major league strikeout for Sixto Sanchez. And a happy right-hander moves on into that dugout with his catcher right behind him, sending 7 to the plate and hitting a couple of home runs. And Brinson drives a ball into the air, left center, out toward AutoNation Alley, and it is up, up and away, and a home run for Lewis Brinson. Brinson with his first of this season. Here's the pitch, and a ball hit high into the air. This is to left center. It is going to be up, up and away, and a home run for Garrett Cooper. Second level of seats in left center. Another bomb from Coop, and the Marlins are on the scoreboard. It's a 2-1 game, and Conforto grounds the ball to the right side. Up with it is Birdie. The throw to first, and the Marlins have won the ball game 5-3. And just like that,
Nuno Marte is hit high and deep to left center field. Way back, Gurriel at the wall. Goodbye in his first game as a Marlin. Starling Marte, a go-ahead home run in the bottom of the 8th, and it's 3-2 Miami.
2 down, and Gurriel swings on the first pitch. And that ball is smacked on the ground right to the first baseman, Lewin Diaz. He has it, steps on the bag, and the Marlins have put the win in the bag. 3-2 over the Blue Jays.
2-1 is lifted high in the air, deep right center field. Going back in, Ciarte way back, leaping at the wall, can't get it. Jazz Chisholm has hit his first major league home run, and it's 13-6.
Workman brings the ball into the glove from the set, delivers a swing here, base hit, center field. That will win the ball game for the Marlins. They walk it off for the first time this year. Alfaro hits one up the middle. Scoring from third base, Monte Harrison, and the Marlins have come back from a 6-3 deficit to tie and now win this ball game. Ball one, no strikes, and the pitch is lifted in the air, hit with power. This is to left center, and it is going to bang off the wall at AutoNation Alley. And it has been indicated by the third base umpire, Hunter Wendelstad, that that is a home run. Chad Wallach delivers a two-run homer, and just like that, a four-run inning here against Suarez. The right-hand batter waits. Sanchez wastes little time out there. He's ready. Kicking the pitch, and here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Up with it is Jazz Chisholm. Throw to first, and the ball game, and it's finished off smartly and neatly by Sixto Sanchez. All seven innings belong to him, and the Marlins have beaten the Phillies 2-1. And for Sixto, a victory over the Phils, the team that traded him away, his first against them, first time he's faced them, he's beaten them, and he has his third win of this season.
1-2 to Marte is a fly ball to right field and deep. Harper going back onto the track at the wall. Goodbye! He goes oppo with the boppo. Sterling Marte to make it 6-1. Marte with his fifth home run of the season. And it's been that kind of a night for the Marlins.
Here's the pitch. And he hits a high fly ball. This is to left center. It's got a chance, and it is up and away, and it's a three-run home run. And for the first time in his career, Brian Anderson has a three-homer game. Three more RBIs. He's driven in seven. And the Marlins open up a 13-3 lead. Marlins clinging to a 2-1 lead here in the seventh inning. Kinsler's 1-2 pitch. Struck him out. Kinsler got it done in a pressure-packed top of the seventh. Strikes out the pinch hitter, Kurt Suzuki. The Nationals lead three and come up without a run in the seventh inning in a one-run game after the first two hitters had reached base with nobody out. Wow. Target set away. Here's the pitch. Strike three called right over the outside. He burned one out there, and it was taken by Travis d'Arnaud for the third and final out, and the Marlins have done it. They've beaten the Atlanta Braves 4-2, and their magic number is 2 as they get ready to head to New York.
Duke waits, not for long. Here's the pitch, and he swings on the first pitch and skies this toward right field. It's going to be up and away. A long home run for Garrett Cooper and a 3-0 lead for the Marlins here in the first inning at Yankee Stadium.
See, Minter fires and Aguilar gets a hold of one. High fly ball way back deep left center field. It's a home run for Jesus Aguilar. And the Marlins extend the lead to 4-0. Aguilar goes deep for the second night in a row. It's his eighth of the season. Dickerson hits a shot deep left center field. Way back, Hamilton at the wall. Goodbye! Three-run homer, Corey Dickerson! And the Marlins take a 3-1 lead in the seventh. 1-2, Aguilar, fly ball, right field deep. Toward the corner, at the wall. Goodbye, Jesus Aguilar! It's a two-run blast to make it 5-1, Marlins.
And a ball tapped out near the second. Miggy has it, steps on the bag for one, throws to first for two, and it's over, and the Marlins have done it. They are on their way to the playoffs. They've beaten the Yankees in the Bronx 4-3, and they go to the playoffs for the first time since 2003.
Ground loafer on the left shoe. Left foot. Fly ball, right center field. Racing back on it, Hicks. He's at the wall. Goodbye, home run, Jazz Chisholm. And the Marlins extend the lead to 5-0. Jazz has gone deep for the second time as a big leaguer. He's got a two-hit, three RBI game.
It'll be a 2-2 to Garrett Cooper.
And he swings. It's a high fly ball. Long way, deep to left, at the wall, Schwarber. Goodbye, Garrett Cooper! A lucky seventh inning again for the Marlins. Today with two outs in the seventh, Garrett Cooper breaks the scoreless tie. It's 1-0 Miami. Sierra is pulled on the ground past the first baseman. Base hit right field. Brinson waved around third. He's coming to the plate. The throw not in time. 2-0 Marlins. Magnarice Sierra getting the start in center field with Starling Marte out injured. He delivers a big base hit, and the Marlins extend the lead.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss, strike three in the ball game, and the Marlins have won this one 2-0. From a lockdown in Philly to a breakout in Chicago,
the Marlins are moving on to Houston and the National League Division Series against the Atlanta Braves. A 2-0 win at Wrigley Field this afternoon and a sweep of the two games they played against the Cubs, and that's a happy group.
1-2 to Acuna. Swing and a miss. He struck him out of fastball, inner third, thigh high. And Sandy strands two big base runners in the fourth.
And now two outs. And here's the pitch. A swing here and a high pop-up in center field and now in right field. Calling for it is Harrison. Makes the catch and the ball game is over. Caratini flies out to center fielder Monte Harrison. The Marlins strand the leadoff double. Kinsler with a terrific job. The bullpen was magnificent. So was Sandy Alcantara. And game one of this wild card series goes to the Marlins 5-1.
Broken bat liner into right field, down for a base hit. Contreras around third, coming toward the plate. The throw is in time. They got him at the plate. Contreras gunned down. Joyce to Wallach for out number two.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss, strike three in the ball game, and the Marlins have won this one 2-0. From a lockdown in Philly to a breakout in Chicago, the Marlins are moving on to Houston and the National League Division Series against the Atlanta Braves. A 2-0 win at Wrigley Field this afternoon and a sweep of the two games they played against the Cubs. And that's a happy group.
1-2 to Acuna. Swing and a miss. He struck him out of fastball, inner third, thigh high. And Sandy strands two big base runners in the fourth. It'll be a 2-2 to Garrett Cooper. And he swings. It's a high fly ball. Long way, deep to left, at the wall. Schwarber. Goodbye, Garrett Cooper. A lucky seventh inning again for the Marlins. Today with two outs in the seventh, Garrett Cooper breaks the scoreless tie. It's 1-0 Miami. Sierra is pulled on the ground past the first baseman. Base hit right field. Brinson waved around third. He's coming to the plate. The throw not in time. 2-0 Marlins. Magnarice Sierra getting the start in center field with Starling Marte out injured. He delivers a big base hit, and the Marlins extend the lead.